Welcome everyone to today's podcast, and welcome also to www.iloverealestate.tv. Now, if you haven't been on the website, make sure you jump on there and check it out. There's loads and loads of information and free resources, and there's videos, there's all sorts of stuff for you to consume and have a look at and listen to, and it's all for free. Now, one thing I'd like to ask you before I get into this week's podcast is to, if you're liking the podcast, please go on to iTunes and actually give me a rating, give me a bit of a feedback, because everyone who goes on there, I'm going to be putting you in a draw and drawing out some people's names at random and giving them prizes. I'm going to be sending them all sorts of stuff in the mail, some books and all sorts of stuff. So please do that for me. It really helps me with understand where we're at and whether you're enjoying what I'm putting out here. Okay, this week what I'd like to talk about is some changes that have come about as a result of the ATO making an announcement. Now, in the announcement, and the announcement is effective the 1st of July. So in the announcement, what they've said is that they are going to be marking on your credit rating any unpaid tax bills. Now, obviously, the reason behind this is that they are, in their words, sick of being the lender for individuals and businesses who don't pay their tax. So not only do they charge you an interest, and the interest rate, I can't remember what it is exactly, but I think it's around about 11% on any unpaid tax. You actually get charged an interest rate on that as well. So on top of the interest rate, what they will be doing is, if you're not paying the assessment, as to whatever you've been assessed to actually that's due to the tax office, what they're going to be doing is they will actually be contacting VADA. Now, VADA is the organization that tracks your credit score. Now, in the past, how VADA have worked, or how credit scoring has worked, is that the banks, when they go on and give you a loan and they're checking you out, they go and look at your credit rating. And basically, it was a negative reporting system. So, you know, if you applied for a loan, they would be a statement on there saying, you know, ANZ applied for, looked at your credit rating for, say, $500,000. And that would mean that, you know, that they looked at you to see whether they were going to give you the loan. Now, in some circumstances, in the past, I've known people that have gone and they've what we call shopped their loan. So they might go to ANZ, then they might go to Westpac, then they might go to St. George, they might go to whoever. And every time a bank looks at you on a formal application, then they access your credit rating, and that would appear. So that looks very bad when you've had ANZ's look for 500, and then St. George did, and then somebody else did, because what it means to the next bank looking is, oh, well, you know, those banks must have refused you the loan, so there must be something we're not picking up, so we're going to refuse the loan as well. So shopping a loan is not a good idea, because it definitely does affect your credit rating, your ability to be able to go and get loans. And not just in the short term either, because, you know, these markings on your credit rating hang around for 5 years. So basically, you've got your past 5 years history sitting there at all times. So not only does it pick up any bad stuff you might have done, like you didn't pay your telephone bill, or, you know, you defaulted on a loan or something like that, that stuff will also appear and stay on there for 5 years. But the other things, like there's these inquiries onto loans. Now, the big one is people who have a lot of credit cards, you know, and they shop their credit card from this credit card to that credit card and whatever else. What that does is that shows up as well. And again, that isn't looked at very favorably when we look at your credit rating and trying to get more loans and those sort of things. But anyway, back to the tax office. What they are now doing is, if you're not paying your tax, they will put a mark on your credit rating. So we've gone from this negative reporting basis where only the bad stuff gets put on there or inquiries put on there, to a system now where you actually get a credit score. So we're kind of moving towards the American way of assessing loans and getting credits, where you actually have a score. And that score, the higher the score, the better credit rating you've got, the better interest rates you get, all of that kind of stuff. So we're moving towards that kind of system. But with this announcement from the ATO, what it means is that they will also be putting on an entry onto your VEDA or onto your credit score, which will lower your score, and it will also look bad for anyone who does inquiries on you to actually get those loans, etc. So my advice on this one is pretty simple. The tax office is normally not too bad to deal with. You know, provided you talk to them, provided you keep them up to date. I mean, every telephone call you make, every letter you write, all gets logged onto your file at the tax office. So, you know, if you want an extension, ring up and ask for the extension. If you need a payment plan, ring up and get that payment plan in place. Because by doing that, what you do is you have you can pay it off over a period of time. Now, you'll still get charged interest, but it's not going to be, it won't be reported onto your credit scoring system. Now, this is, as I said, effective the 1st of July 2017, and it's for debts over $10,000 that go unpaid for 90 days or 3 months, okay? So it's also going to be on debts that are disputed. So if you've got a bit of, although I shouldn't be charged that, you know, if this was deductible, et cetera, they'll still be put on there for that as well. And where a credit card has an ABN. So when an individual has an ABN, then it'll go on to the individual's credit rating, not just the business that they might be associated with. And it's really, of course, when no payment plan has been entered into or there's been a breach in the payment plans. As I said, you know, the tax office is reasonably good to deal with, provided, you know, you communicate with them and you let them know what you can afford to pay and those sort of things. If you fall behind on a payment plan, then you're automatically put into default and they normally go after you for the full amount unless you notify them first and renegotiate a different payment plan because your circumstances might have changed or something like that. And, you know, paying a debt off over a few months is normally not a big problem to the tax office. I mean, ultimately, they want the debt paid. They'll still charge you interest, but they want the debt paid. So if that's what it means to get paid, they're normally okay to deal with that kind of stuff. So that's really what I wanted to update you on at the moment. It's only a really short podcast this time. But I guess when you're dealing with the tax office, the biggest thing is they know everything anyway. They're data matching like there's no tomorrow. So, you know, when you buy a new car, they can access that information, a new boat, you sell stuff on eBay, on Gumtree, those sort of things. All of those accounts, you know, they are available to the tax office. Certainly anything from a government department perspective, whether it be Social Security or benefits or, you know, anything like that, superannuation contributions even. So all of that is available to them. And what they do is they do a lot of data matching. And that data matching gives them the ability to be able to look at what you're spending money on or what money is coming in and make an assessment whether you can afford to live given what you're actually declaring on your tax returns. And that's what triggers a lot of audits, particularly the desk audits. Now, while we're on audits, just before I close, there's different stages of audits. Now, the first stage of an audit is really work-related expenses, we'll say. So what they do is they say, oh, you've claimed $300, send us in, you know, the receipts for that claim and justify why you claimed whatever it was. The other kind of audits are computer-generated audits where they might have a computer spider that goes out and says, well, you didn't declare the interest on this bank account or that one over there or the dividends on that share or, you know, all of those sort of things. So basically an income audit. And then you've got, for businesses, of course, you've got things like GST audits and superannuation audits, you know, contributions, superannuation contributions, you know, employee contributions, that kind of stuff. And then and they're not too bad because they understand they're dealing with a business and sometimes mistakes can happen. And sometimes there's confusion, particularly around GST, as to what you can actually do and what's GST input taxed and what isn't and those sort of things. And it actually turns into a little bit perhaps of a teaching session on some of those issues as well. And then you get the real baddie, and the baddie is of course the desk audit. And the desk audit is where You know, they want to sit down with you. They want to go through your full accounts. They want to go particularly for businesses. They normally like to have it at the at your premises. I prefer to have it at the your tax accountant's premises, because it's neutral ground basically, and then you've got your accountant there on tap to be able to assess, you know, make sure that, you know, you're answering things the right way and you've got everything there. And if you can take out audit insurance for those types of expenses, which is not a bad idea. It's not particularly expensive to take out. And what it does is it covers any bookkeeping expenses or accounting fees and those sort of things to prepare you for an audit. And I was reading some statistics the other day about the fact that all Australians should expect to be audited by the tax office at least once every 5 years. So basically it's fait accompli. You will get an audit at some stage, at some level. It's just a matter of timing as to when you're going to get it. So I hope that's helped today. It's a bit of a short one, as I say, but I did want to update you on those couple of things about how VEDA is now going to be affected. And you do need to be very, very conscious of your tax debts, because you know, it's going to be able to be seen by the banks and everybody else that you're applying for credit for. So that's it for me this week. We'll be back again to talk to you next week on something completely different. Talk to you then, guys. Bye for now.